Have we finished? Have we ended? Have our tender parts and flesh descended? It can't be mended. Shall you miss me? Shall you save me? Shall the blows belie me hard and gleaming? We were dreaming. Ya la 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 la.
Oh, it's summer now.
Actually, not really. Nowhere near it. It's like late April, if we're lucky. But that's a real summery song, would you say? That's Love Child playing the hits here on the Anti-Static Podcast. No doubt about it. A song called No, It's All Right from a 1997-inch single on the Trash Flow record label. For those of you who keep track of these sorts of things, a label that was run with style and panache from his modest Hoboken apartment by a former WFMU and WPRB DJ, Mr. Ken Katkin. There will be a quiz at the end of your life, so make sure you write that on your hand so you can cheat. Before that, music from Chris Knox from a 1994 single on the Great Flying Nun label, of course. That was the A-side, Under the Influence. The B-side has a bad word in it, and because this is the internet, I could play it anyway, but I didn't. I'm just letting you know the precarious line that we walk here on the Anti-Static Podcast. A great single from Chris Knox. This one from 1990, did I just say it? From 1993 or 94, something like that. And no one was as surprised as me, with the possible exception of Chris Knox himself, when his song got used in that Heineken commercial. The one that goes, dun, 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 dun. I want you and it's love. It's love. It's love. It's love. La, 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 it's love. Yes, that made me, I'm not very good at drumming and singing at the same time. As you may have noticed, but yeah, that one made me do a spit take, and boy, it would have been weird if I'd been drinking a Heineken at the time. That would have just kind of closed the circle on me, and I would have felt like I was tumbling hopelessly into the vortex. Thankfully, I'm not. This is the Anti-Static Podcast, where every 2 weeks I play three records and say a bunch of stupid things in between them, and you tolerate it. And for that, I am eternally grateful, my dear friends. Three independently released singles from the 1990s on each edition of this podcast, which is made possible by freeform listener-sponsored radio station WFMU, located in the lush and tropical suburbs of Hudson County, New Jersey. That's Jersey City for those of you who actually live in the area and you want to come here and like throw rocks at our windows. Now you know. We're going to close out this week's edition of the program with a great single that I totally forgot about by the Tree People, who... kind of historically, I feel bad for, because they will forever be cursed as Doug March from Built to Spill's old band. You know? Then again, I guess I didn't really feel bad for Minor Threat for calling them Ian from Fugazi's old band, but I don't know if anybody really did that, so who cares? But the Tree People put out this single on the Great Sonic Bubblegum record label in 1991, and we're going to hear it right now. We're going to hear the A-side, which is called Mistake, here on the Anti-Static Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for checking this out. If you have any questions or comments, want to reach me about any old thing, you can email mike@wfmu.org. You can also check out the sort of quasi-companion blog to this podcast, which you'll find at hiptran.typepad.com. There's actually a link to it right on the Anti-Static Archive page on WFMU's website. So you can also get there in that fashion. Anyway, like I said, the Tree People, WFMU, Anti-Static. See you next time. Ciao.